I'm Jesse Robertson from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Pard.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student,
my science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name is Krista Zodi. I'm 32 years old.
My name is Dietrich Strawmeyer. I'm 91.5 years old.
Well, today we're just here to get to know you and hear your stories about your life, the most memorable moments you've had, or anything that you would like to share with us.
I got up here in June 1952, driving up the Alaska Highway, which is nothing. Now it's paved the whole way. Well, what we have now is a little slice of what we call the lower 48. It was a territory then. It was not a state. And Anchorage was a little tiny place. It started because they wanted to build a railroad from Anchorage up to Fairbanks, which was in a mining, small mining town. And I said, boy, this is neat. I'm going to stay here a while. And then I lived on the banks of the Chena in a sleeping bag for about a week or so. And then there was a company that was dredging for gold up here called the Fairbanks Exploration Company. And they kind of ran the town. So they hired me, and I went to work and worked in several of the dredging operations around Fairbanks. And then I got involved a lot in surveying and mapping, so for potential locations for military, mainly radar, because radar now, they discovered in World War II, was a way in which they could spy on other countries. And also as a protective device. We had a lot of incursions of Soviet bombers would probe Alaska, you know, and we would, of course, do the same to them. And then there was a site in 1959 down south of here, about 60 miles, called Clear, giant radar screens. And then we had a ring of ground-to-air missile sites around Fairbanks, you know that. It was sent out to St. Lawrence Island to do a topographic survey so that the Corps of Engineers down in Washington, D.C., could draw plans for the installation of a radar site there. St. Lawrence Island is a fairly large island between Nome and Siberia, Soviet Union. Flew out of Nome, and the airlines up here were very rudimentary in those days. They were mainly World War II surplus planes like C-46 and C-47. A lot of housing development. Some began to develop, like College Hill Subdivision. But in those days, there were no requirements if you had a piece of ground, and somebody came in from the lower 48 and was new to Alaska. Oh, I'd like to build a cabin here. If the person that owned that had no requirement to say, hey, there's a big ice lens right under here. Don't build your house there. Just down below me where College Hill Subdivision is there are a lot of ice lenses and ice down there. And they start building a house. This is in the 60s. Building a house, oh, great house, not far down from the hill where I am. Hey, it's great. Let's move in. Turn the heat on, right? Hey, little while later, said, what's happening? The house was sinking because the heat from inside was melting. We don't want to have to inform people that they're dangers in the property you're buying. Yeah. Well, don't get me started. Well, anyway, so Well, I was active in the labor movement here in the late 50s and early 60s, and we created a union. The labor scale in the 50s was about $3.48 an hour. You know what the surveyor scale was? $1.60. Our surveying was all done on snowshoes. In those days, they were the big ones. Remember those?
Yeah.
And every step you took, the front would load up with snow, and you'd have to stop and shake it off. And then, but they have the small ones now, the bear paws, they call them. Yeah, it's a lot easier. It was a lot of hard work, but it was very healthy work. I met my wife up here, got married, had a marvelous daughter, a great son-in-law. No, it's been a good life, and I attribute my reason for good health to having come up here.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust to the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Alaska Voices would not be possible without the help and efforts of an amazing group of people. Our producer and audio engineer is Kelsey Skonberg of Mossy Stone Media. Our podcast and outreach specialist is Mike DeLue. And our website designer is Carolyn Rosner. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.